Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Quiet Boy of Death, Ghetto G, will be joining us very shortly. We got a 740 called in with us. 740, what is good with this?
What's up?
What's going on, Miss Cyanide?
Fine, see what you boys are up to.
Shit, setting up an interview for August 30th. Yo, give me a minute. But yeah, I'm just waiting on Gail G to call in. He should be here shortly, I think. But, yeah, nah, the fucking intro is definitely dope, though. Like, I fucking love that shit, though. But, I think I'm gonna go to Trevor.
Fucking lame.
What happened?
Like, I just thought that was lame. I'm like, he couldn't survive without the label. I mean, Twista's doing pretty damn good without the label.
Who, Boondocks?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Hey, it's not just Boondocks coming back.
Well, Blaze just officially left the label.
Well, AMB's coming back as well.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Also, I was on my Juggalo space and I saw all the headlines on there. I don't know if you've seen any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't checked out much of it yet. I've been kind of like going back and forth, setting up interviews. We rescheduled the interview with Flaw since they didn't show up because they lost track of time.
Well, there was a heroin bust at the main gate. One juggler so far is dead, and 9 have overdosed on that 25 Nambi drug, whatever the fuck that shit is, and it's just fucking crazy. I mean, there's a lot of bad shit going down, but I agree with what on my juggler space, what Joe had said when he came in, because I was in the chat room last night, and Joe's like, there's ways around all the drama and still have fun. It's just, there is a lot of shit going down, but you just got to stay away from that and just have fun and keep doing your own thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it is crazy, just everything. This year just seems really bad. It really does.
I mean, besides, you know, the whole overdose and one person dying, and
but
being
see, somebody dies every year at the gathering, though. That's the thing. Why is it such a huge fucking deal this year compared to any other year?
I don't know. And, you know, but honestly, and Boondocks coming back to the label, that's not a bad thing. I mean, you know, Boondocks, you know, he did show that he could survive off the label, though, too. And you know, the same thing goes for AMB. Like AMB survived off the label. I mean, you know, they got their own label going on.
Yeah. I like some of AMB. I don't think they're all that. Like, they got a few good songs, I'm not going to lie. Like, I really like, besides, like, Old Girl, I like Honor, and I forget the name of the one song, A Smile, and I'm Walking in the Sunshine, I'm Dying with a Smile on My Face, whatever the fuck the rest of it goes.
Honor.
Because I had God's Hand, and, like, Red Rum Where I'm From was, like, the only one I kind of actually liked. That was about it. Like, they have very few songs. I'm like, oh, yeah, AMB's the shit. And then I met them one year, like, for real at the gathering. They were supposed to come down and, like, to the fucking Shangri-La Resort and, like, come kick it and shit, and they never, like, came down there. So, like, the following year, when they actually came to the club and kicked it at when we was doing Club Scrubalotus, they actually came down. And I told Bones where the fuck to his face. I was like, dude, I could have straight up call you a dick right now to you, but I'm not going to, so... It was funny. He's like, what a awkward.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, as well, I mean, you know,
of course,
you know, more
you
like,
me
the, you know, you... yeah, but you guys nothing about this. I mean, you know, they didn't show up that, you know, that one year to the club, but at the same time, you know, you got to think, you know, like, more than likely, you know, they, you know, they probably got caught up with other stuff as well at the same time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be a dick when you do music because people are fucking such nut riders and they hound you all the fucking time.
I mean, shit, I mean, you know, honestly, you know, Bones and fucking Otis, like, you know, they're actually not dicks. Like, they're actually, like, you know, they're actually two of the dopest motherfuckers, you know, I've actually had the pleasure of talking to. Because, you know, we've actually had A and B up on here about twice in a row, actually. The first time it was just Bones because, you know, because Otis had, because they had a death in the family, so, you know, so Otis had to go deal with that. But, you know, Bones didn't want to dip out because of the fact, you know, he wanted to keep his commitment to, you know, doing the interview. And then just this year we had both Bones and Otis up on here, and, you know, it's like it was definitely a real honor, you know, to actually have them up on here and get, you know, better talk to them, talk about their mix that they put out, talk about the new album that they're working on.
Yeah. I don't know, the way I look at it is, like, when I talk, how do I want to put this? Anymore when I talk about an artist or anything, or when I talk to them in person, it's, I don't talk to them like, oh my God, I'm a huge, like, I talk to them as a normal fucking human being. I don't talk to them like I'm a nut writer or anything. I just, like, hey, what's up, you know, how's this going and shit. Like, and I don't look at them as some big-time motherfucker either. Like, they're just normal fucking people that just became successful at what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was talking about, on my Facebook, about how the gathering was not going to be police-free anymore. There was never police on the ground. Now there is. So that means, like, you cannot do what you want to do when you go to the gathering, and that's bullshit. The gathering is where you go and be you and do what you want to do. And I've said a couple years back, I said, martial law is going to start with the juggalos. Why not? Why not? It'd be a good way to start. You take a small group of people that, you know, listen to this music, and everybody that's got that symbol, we'll label them as gang members. Why not? And we could start gelling them, profiling them, you know, and then we'll work our way up to bigger and better things. But it's just ridiculous taking away rights like that from people. Like, you can't be you anymore. But there was a guy on there giving me a hard time. He's like, how do you know this is true? And blah, blah, blah. There was a link to an article, and I posted it up there. I'm like, even if it's not true that there's police on the grounds, be open-minded to it. And be worried about those that are there. We have family, friends, brothers, sisters, uncles, whatever. They are probably there having a great time. But in the midst of it all, they could be getting arrested for some bullshit that they didn't even get. They didn't even do.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I think, well, I mean, then again, you know, the whole, you know, heroin bullshit was going on and fucking drug bust. I mean, you know, I think that was probably, like, the only reason, like, you know, like, they were pretty much there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was really hoping that the announcement was going to be a lot, like, something huge and awesome, and then I heard about that today, and I'm like, man, that's that's kind of fucking lame. Like, that's it? You know, they could have said something about, like, a new Dark Lotus or, you know, I don't know, something that would be like, oh, my God, really? No way. Instead of like, oh, well, that ain't not new. People fucking leave and come on the label all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the only good thing that for the involuntary that he's done so far was one, bring back Boondock, bring back A&B, and he got rid of fucking Cole 187.
They kind of, like, had to get rid of him because he was, like, the jugglers weren't, like, down for him or whatever.
Oh, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, he didn't really fit the label.
Yeah,
and, you know, and
as I know of, Colt 185, whatever the fuck, 7-3, whatever. See, I don't even know. But he's like an 80s rapper that they were, like, trying to bring back, you know? Like, that's cool. I mean, I don't blame him. I would, like, if I had my own label, I would bring back certain artists from a label and try to, like, hey, they're still the fucking shit.
Yeah, but I mean, I just say that, like, you know, I think the only reason why fucking Jay really wanted to bring him on is because the fact Jay's, like, a big fan of him. But, I mean,
yeah.
That's cool, but,
well,
I mean,
they brought Vanilla Ice on.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, yeah, but Ice.
How long did that shit last?
Ice is still there.
You don't hear much, though, about it, like him being on the label still or whatever. I know he played, I believe he played at this year's gathering.
Yeah. Yeah, Vanilla Ice is still part of the label. He's actually still working, he's working on a new album that he's going to be releasing through Psychopathic. But I mean, it's like, the way I look at it, 487 style didn't really fit with Psychopathic style more. I mean, that dude didn't have a single fucking track that was original whatsoever. I mean, come on. He used the fucking Psychopathic. He had Psychopathic Assassin. That was a beat that was reused. That was previously used by ICP.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, like, you know, he couldn't, I mean, it's like, you know, he couldn't do like a single fucking original beat, original track.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of wish Project Born wouldn't have, like, left the freaking label.
Yeah, but, I mean, Project Born is really not really Project Born anymore. I mean,
you know, you ask a lot of juggalos or whatever, you know, that question, like, who's the first group to be signed to Psychopathic? And they're all, like, Twisted. No, it was Project Born. Even Project Born was asking that at the one, it was actually the 2011 gathering. They were asking people that, and if you got it right, you got to drink with them. And I knew it. A lot of jugglers didn't. I was surprised.
Well, no, what I'm saying is the fact that it's not really the same Project Born anymore, though. That's the thing. I mean, yeah, it'd be dope if they came back. I mean, it'd be dope if, you know, they brought back the Dayton family. But actually, let's put the Dayton family on Psychopathic. But
I mean, I guess if I had to pick, like, Dayton Family or Project Born, I would just be, like, Project Born straight up.
I mean, the fact that it's, you know, not the same Project Born as it used to be anymore, it's, like, really different.
Yeah.
I mean, all it really is now is just, Half Frank Capone and Frank Nitti. I mean, you know, Lil Pope left.
I think Frank Nitti is pretty fucking cool.
But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just in last one with Polk, so, they did what they could. We officially have an interview for August 30th.
So who did you interview with?
Dead Celebrity Status.
Cool. Where's the other homie at? Is he going to call in?
KLG usually calls in a little bit late, so it's usually just me. I'm just, you know, playing track after track until he calls in.
I'm working on recording a track for him. Hopefully, he will like it. I actually just finished up a track before I got on here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's called Disgusting.
You know, we were really confused by Skinny Bob's track. We played it last time. We were really confused by it.
Oh, really?
But we couldn't figure out what the fuck he was saying.
Oh, you couldn't figure out what he was saying. He sent you dark clubs?
Yep. That's the track we played last night. That's the track we got confused on. We couldn't figure that track out for the life of us.
Were you able to understand what I was saying?
we were able to understand what you were saying, just not him.
Huh.
I thought he was using like some form of auto-tune that was never invented until he came into the game. I mean, it was a dope track, just would have been better if you understood what the hell he was saying.
Well, there's supposed to be more songs of me and Skinny Bob in the near future, but I don't know how they are going to sound. I have no control over that person's vocals and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
I kind of wish I did, because I've talked to them about it, but...
I mean, it was dope. I mean, the beat was dope. Your verse was dope. Just, we had no idea what the hell he was saying. Other than that, it was a pretty good, he had a dope track. I'm actually going to put it on a track right now by Dead Celebrity Status. Yeah, like these guys have been in the game for a while now. They, like the last album that they released was back in 2004. And they just put out like a brand new album that just came out just this month. So I'm looking forward to fucking getting. If I could find a newer track from that album, I could put it up on the soundboard.
Let's see, I'm trying to get logged in here into an old Blog Talk account. I'm probably not going to be able to, and that's going to piss me off. I can get in the chat room there.
Yeah. But, All right, I'm going to go on this track real quick. This is Dead Celebrity Status with We Fall, We Fall. And we're back.
Who was that?
That was Dead Celebrity Status.
That's a dope.
Hell yeah, fucking, yeah, like, these guys are dope. I, like, we had Mission did an interview with them one time before, back in, I believe, maybe 2008, 2009. And shit, 2013, and we'll bring them back for another interview. So I'm about to get me. So my boy Yez is actually sending me a brand new track off the new album they just dropped. So what I'm gonna do is once I get that, I'm gonna upload it to the soundboard.
Okay.
Cause yeah, like I'm excited because I'm looking forward to hearing this track.
Yeah, it's always good to hear fresh new shit. That's like when people talk to me about, like, ICP's new stuff. They're like, do you like their new stuff? How do you feel about it? This shit is gay. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, well, not everybody's going to like new, but you do got to mix it up. When you do something new, it's not going to sound like your old shit.
Yeah,
people
I agree.
Just sometimes can't accept new.
Yeah.
I like some of it. It's not bad, you know. But I do like the older stuff. But, you know, they got a wide collection of songs they put out, and, you know, you're not going to like every single song on an album. And not every song's going to be the greatest. Even though you try to make every song be the greatest, it's hard.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let me see here. Nope. And Ghetto G is with us. Ghetto G, what's going on, homie?
Nothing, man. All my tracks are amazing. What are you talking about?
So Ghetto Man, get ready. August 30th, we have an interview.
Well, I'm not ready. But who's it with?
That's Celebrity Status.
Didn't you already interview them before?
Yeah, I think it started back in like 08, 09. Yeah, man, I'm talking with Yaz right now. And it's gonna be him and Bobby calling in for the interview. And I'm actually gonna look for a good pick because this time I'm gonna make the promo for this interview.
Holy shit. First time for everything. Just don't put no damn fire or lightning bolts in it.
But I'll try it out, too.
We got enough of those pictures.
Yeah, pretty much. We have them on Facebook. I should have them up on MySpace.
So did Adam Cole in here?
No. Adam,
my name is Adam. Came out of nowhere, man. He sent me a message. He said I might be tuning in. I was like, you better tune in.
But we got Miss Cyanide with us.
Hell,
I know.
Yeah.
I heard her talking to herself while you were ignoring her.
It's cool. I'm used to talking to myself. You only got to worry when you start answering.
Well, then I guess we got to start worrying about my sister then, because she was talking to herself yesterday.
After we get off the air here, I'm going to work on recording that track for you, G.
Yay. It's nighttime.
Yeah.
It's about that
time.
Yeah,
nighttime. I am the night. I am cyanide.
Man, do you got a song like that or something that you do some whole Batman thing to?
Yes, actually I do. It's called Super Fat Kid.
I knew it. I knew she had a song.
Yes, I'm working actually on Super Fat Kid Part 2. It's in the works. It's going on the new album. Not the new, the new after that new.
Well, all the albums you put out now are new to me because I've never heard any of them.
It's cool. Actually, I have the honor of putting on my website that the first mixtape, being a solo artist, is actually for your guys', so I'm going to put, like, the direct link to download it and all that shenanigans on my website.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Makes me think of Super Troopers.
Yeah. Actually, when I think of the word shenanigans, I think of, like, South Park when they're, like, trying to get the Terrence and Phillip dolls, and they're like, I to kill her, shenanigans, or whatever they said.
Next person to say shenanigans gets pistol whipped. As it takes a quiet turn.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm actually checking to see where the vote status is on the album art for Cyanide's Revenge. There's over 4 covers and 2 back covers. And apparently...
I'm not sure if this
booth
is your CD or the new WWE game.
No, this is my CD. The Voodoo cover is at 6 votes, Darker Meadows cover is at 5, and the OG cover is at 4 votes. So far, Voodoo is winning.
Why can I not fit in? What the hell is that?
The new single off of the Throwaway Kids from Dead Celebrity Status just dropped this month on the 6th. This is actually the single for it. Throwaway Kids is actually the video for it. I'm checking that out right now.
Well, why don't you play a song? Check that out.
I can definitely do it. I'm definitely looking forward to checking out this entire fucking video.
No, you're only going to watch a minute of it, and that's going to be it.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I should warn you ahead of time. Yeah, it does, like, use the word bro a lot.
Hand me the gun now.
Well, he says bro or brother, one or two. But he's definitely dope, though. Actually,
man, I don't care how cool somebody is, man. You say bro, man, it's over.
Actually, fucking Dead Celebrity Status is actually the very... Dead Celebrity Status is actually the very first band that we should have that, you know, where we actually crossed the border. Because,
Cross
Dead Celebrity Status...
What are they, Mexican?
Canadian.
Okay, that border.
But,
can't specify.
Yeah, it definitely dealt, though. So let's go with a track here. I'm going to check this out. Let's go with, No, Chop Chop Slide is too long.
John Crazy Clown would like that.
Yeah, well, he won't get it. It's too long. So you go with something that's a little bit longer. Hey,
a little
Vasil.
Longer.
Well, a little bit less longer, I said.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Just press play.
Sucks my nuts. Back
And we're back. And man, yeah, the video and the track, Throwaway Kids, is fucking amazing. By the way, we lost Mr. Arnold.
You lost her? Don't put a frickin' bell on her.
Yeah, no, I mean, yo, this fucking, yeah, like, this track definitely fucking speaks for the voiceless, bro. Like, fucking, Yaz was telling me about. But actually, next, you know, they actually do mention Juggalos in it, too.
Uh-oh. Can't be doing that.
Well, it's in a good way. So don't worry about that. It's definitely in a good way. I know Yaz is gonna send me the track to my email status way that was in better quality, but you know what? Fuck it. I just downloaded it from the video itself. So I'm gonna upload it, and you can actually give your thoughts on it.
Man, why does everybody look for my thoughts, man?
Well. I mean, if you got anybody else tuned in, they can give their thoughts on it, too.
Oh, is anybody else here?
No, but then again, you know, we found out that people also tune in through, you know, while they're on Facebook, so.
Well, how do you know they're tuned in?
Well, come on, man. I mean, come on. Like, we didn't know that dude Rob was tuned in last night until he mentioned something, on the comment.
Yeah, but we ain't gonna know if somebody's listening unless they tell us.
Well, yeah, true.
Well, fine, if you're listening, Havoc's gonna play you a song and you're gonna tell us if you like it or not.
And Miss Starnight is back with us.
Hey, what's up?
What up? Welcome back.
The sky.
Sorry, I randomly left. I was trying to deal with something, and I guess that's not working out either. But I'm back. Apparently, I'm good at fucking shit up. So, what's this track you're getting ready to play?
It's called The Throwaway Kids. It's off the brand new album from Dead Philly Says. Actually, entitled The Throwaway Kids. It's up on the
camera
right now. The video for the track is really amazing. It's really put together amazingly. And
what's the amazing? What's the amazing? Go ahead. Come on, man. Don't let me stop you.
But now the track is really amazing, though. I mean, you know, it definitely speaks for, like, a lot of, you know, the voiceless out there, you know. And, you know, it's a track that, you know, that like, a lot of people can actually relate to, like, especially, you know, Juggalos, Misfits, fucking Goth Kids, Emos, well, maybe not Emos so much. It's definitely one of those tracks, like, we can truly, truly relate to it, which is... No.
Just play it.
Hold on. The fucking thing just throws up between the... Let me finish uploading about 5 seconds here.
Well, this girl was really excited to hang out with her boyfriend, and all he's doing is playing video games. I bet you.
Oh, that is just so exciting. Oh, my God.
That was well worth it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to sit
with
there
you
and watch a bunch of dudes play video games. Great.
Well, whenever she's not hanging with her boyfriend and he's ignoring her, she's on the internet looking for other snuggle buddies.
Okay.
Tell me how that is.
Oh, man. That's so get up, I'm not even looking for anybody. Like, I don't know. I'm good. I'm happy being single and shit. Even though, like, Skinny Bob's supposed to be my boyfriend or whatever. He's supposed to be my reticuli.
Wait, he's supposed to be? I mean, it's a yes or a no.
Well, it's supposed to be a yes, but I think I just pissed him off today, so now my alien is angry at me.
Well, send him back to outer space.
Well, I kind of really liked him, so but now I don't think he likes me at all, so it should
happen. Well, let him probe you and then send him back.
All right, that's enough, guys. So anyway, let's hear this track.
That's enough. Hold on, that must be really your boyfriend. She's upset.
It is. Whatever, I guess, now. Like I said earlier, I'm good at fucking shit up, apparently. Like, I am the master of being fat and fucking up shit and being nasty, I guess. So I got those three things going for me, guys. Yeah.
Well, I got the fat thing down.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, come on.
Anymore, everybody is fat. Like, I went to the fucking grocery store today. You know how many skinny people were in that store? The guy working the cash register and one chick in the freezer food section. Like, everybody's fat.
Jeez, what store was that? Seriously, what store was that?
What are the Aldi's?
Aldi's, man. Come on, there's a lot of skinny people in there.
There's one in the freezer food section, one working the cash register. That was it. Everybody else was heavy set.
She used the word heavy set.
Heavy set, fat, huge, fluffy, whatever. I can go on with names. You know, round.
Round. Man, ain't nobody say that unless you like Cartman or some shit.
Oh, you guys, I'm not fat, I'm round.
Round is a shape.
But here we go. Dutch Celebrity Status, the Throwaway Kids.
When will it stop? I remember the day I stopped trying to figure out who I was, and instead I asked the question, why do they hate me? Because hate is conveniently fueled by fear, and fear is a much easier emotion than courage. So why are they scared of me? Why did I not fit in with them? Swallowing four spoons of pain. While they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect, we are not glamorous, we are not Hiltons, we are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied tight around our backs while Bush formed Iraq. When Obama killed Osama, we refuse to clap, cause America's a terrorist too. Sit for tax. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore. So fuck Snooki and a stylist. We are not commodities, we are bleeding hearts. Chopped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be. We are.
dancing to Marilyn Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised, we are not 50s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamour of glitz, like Heidi from the hills in a plastic kit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual. The undisputable misfit lifestyle, brain by the pain. I was tamed at the White House, back with the invisibles, march with the phantom, rise up with the doorway anthem. Never really tried to, flyer than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland. Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance, sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. Inner city riots, burning down the tyrants, struggle of the misfits, tackling the giants.
Think of that.
Did Darth Vader just take over the end of that trick?
Well, besides that, Ghetto, what'd you think of that track?
Seriously, was that him at the end of the song? No, it was a pretty good song. I didn't quite hear where they said Juggalo, but that's a good song. I heard something about they're not a Kardashian. Well, that's a good thing.
I have 666 likes on Facebook. Isn't that a great number?
I knew it. I knew you were the devil.
I know, right? I was just thinking, I'm like, I am totally Satan. That's why I'm going to be doing this, like, satanic track with G.
It's not really satanic. It's not our fault. That's just the cards we were dealt from from the one you call God.
Is there an extra open verse on that track by any chance? Like, I noticed that there was...
Yeah, it's a whole other verse there to you.
So do I need to write stuff for that?
I mean, if you really want to put a verse in, you can, but you really don't have to.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto Yes said that you have to watch the video. There's a lady with a gas mask.
That's not Darth Vader. That's a lady with a gas mask. Close enough. So that's not really in the song? That was just in the video?
Well, no. That's actually part of the track itself, too. But...
Okay.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, no. You got to check out the video, too, man.
At some point.
Oh, I'm going to be putting it up on your wall here in a minute.
You and your damn posting on my wall. You post on my wall more than I do. Sending me pictures
No, no, Gil. Let's get it right. I post more things that are about half-naked women on your wall than you do.
No, you send me pictures of chicken.
Chicken? Are they tasty looking chickens? Because I'm fat.
I don't know, were they good, Havoc? Apparently they were amazing.
Hell yeah. It was probably a dehydrated chicken.
Apparently somewhere, like maybe it's in Canada, I don't know, they make chicken flavored potato chips.
And they make them here.
Yeah, it's called chicken and waffle.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Oh, yeah, they do, don't they? Them fucking Lays.
Yeah, chicken and waffles, and they smell like straight B.O.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Ghetto, 3 minutes and 33 seconds of the song is the Juggalo Lions. It's actually Juggalos and Misfits tackling the Giants.
Positive things about Juggalos in a song. Who would have thought?
Hey, it's definitely a dope track, and I'm sharing the video to your wall right now. You know what? I'll even share it to your cyanide wall.
I'm sure Boo Bear will like it. Oh wait, she's not my friend anymore.
What?
Well, even if she was, she would like it either way.
He said he's sharing the video to your page.
Oh, cool. All right. I'll totally check it out.
Yeah, definitely do it. I mean, fucking, it's definitely, like I said, it's an amazing fucking video. It's an amazing track. Yes, get off saying
okay.
Amazing a shitload of times.
Havoc's amazing.
Amazing!
AmazingKids.org.
I'm going to start a website called FatBitches.org.
Man, I bet you that already exists.
Probably. God damn it.
Go ahead and Google that.
Yeah, Google that. Just like, you know, Gail G Googled, fucking...
Fatbitches.org.
What did I
Google? Actually, no, Ghetto G, actually, well, I think, but Ghetto G fucking
all
Google
right, just
was
the fuck of it, I'm going to go Google it.
You know, I think, okay, what was it you Googled one time, fucking electric tape?
There might be naked pictures of me on this site, you know
I don't know,
fuck
I searched,
yeah, fatbitches.tumblr.
I don't know, I searched the girls with electrical tape on, and I found
BigFatBitch.com.
BigFatBitch.com.
Yeah. FatBitchesInTheKitchen.tumblr.com.
There you go.
Yeah. I guess there's a song by Mizzy called Skinny Bitches, Fat Bitches lyrics.
Who the fuck is in?
I don't know. I'm going to check this out.
I don't think anybody knows.
Maybe it's a good song.
Yeah, do us a favor. Listen to it and let us know if it's good. If it's good enough, maybe we'll put it up on the
okay.
Grumboard.
Here's some of the lyrics. I've been in love with fat girls like Fool Wow, who loves M&Ms but couldn't walk 8 miles. Okay, but in the end, they all same gals, because skinny bitches sway fat and need to lose pounds. Man, I'm on the prowl for my dream now, and they all coming, because if y'all call them dream gals, oh, baby, tonight's the night until I caught her in the kitchen drinking all my Sprite. Yo, what up? I called my skinny girl to complain. Man, she's like, shut up, I'm sitting here. I'm sitting there like, dang. I yelled back, what up? What type of dude am I to deserve this? They simply said, you're one of those guys, ain't worth it. And then the chorus is, skinny bitches, fat bitches, skinny bitches, fat bitches.
That's a terrible chorus.
I just, it's like, it says repeat chorus. It says chorus, repeat 6 times, skinny bitches, fat bitches, skinny bitches, fat bitches.
Man, he killed it with the first 2 lines, though, but that was about it.
Yeah, who did that song?
Mizzy, M-E-E-Z-Y.
Yeah, I never heard that person before.
Yeah, I never have too, so that was an interesting Google search.
Is there a song
there,
or is it just the lyrics?
It was, the song was there, actually. It was called Mizzy, Skinny Bitches, Fat Bitches. I bet you could YouTube that shit. There's probably a ridiculous video of, like, fat and skinny bitches. Oh, that would, that'd be me, because I refreshed the page to get to the chat.
You said Mizzy, M-I-Z-Z-Y?
Yeah, M-E-E-Z-Y.
M-Y. Go find a small poker. To my computer, I'm going to upload it to the soundboard. God, I'll play watching the video of that one.
You should watch the video. And then not post it to my wall.
What's the ghetto? I should post it to your wall?
No. Canadians and worrying about expensive phone bills calling in. Like, isn't this shit free?
That would happen?
If you call from Canada, is this shit still free?
I think so, yeah.
I believe it would be.
I don't know, man. This damn Canadian is losing their damn mind.
That was awesome. Do it again.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
look,
by
there's
way,
another
anybody...
guest in the room besides me. That's awesome. Woo!
Guest in the room is actually Yaz from Dead Celebrity Status.
Well, there you go. You got somebody to talk to now.
Yeah, but you got to, like, sign in to be able to talk in the chat room, which that is very gay of Blog Talk.
Well, according to Yaz, he says... Yaz says no. It's long distance from Canada.
Long distance from Canada, you damn Canadian shit, man.
Oh, yeah, by the way, just so you guys can watch, no, go to fucking deadslowlystatus.com, go to the store, pick up the fucking merches. Yeah, they got t-shirts, they got beanies, they got fucking bandanas. Like, the shit's fucking sick as a motherfucker.
Do you have fat kid sizes?
I believe they do. I can tell you right now.
Did you have artwork for the Juggalo Rider Radio Presents We Taken Over mixtape?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Because I'm going to put
it.
Well, that's fine. I just wanted to know because I'm going to put it up on my website as my first solo being solo, getting to be on a mixtape type thing. Of course, I've been on mixtapes for, God damn it, where the fuck is this shit playing from? Fuck it, I'll just mute it. Anyway, I've been on other mixtapes when I was a Deadly Poison. Like, I was on Juggalo Nation, and they actually, like, had Boondocks send a song in for the mixtape and shit. And there's been, like, PJB Juggalo Mafia mixtapes. I've been on that shit, too. It's just I don't have the art or the link to the albums to even put them up there. So I guess I am starting completely fresh on my own road of miscyanideness.
Oh, yeah, by the way, get over to answer your question. They have, and people who are curious, their shirts go from sizes X small to 2X large.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be buying any t-shirts from you.
Well, but right now, the 2XL is actually out of stock at the moment.
Too fat for your clothes,
man. It's a layer of rocket.
Well, get actually, they will be adding more sizes this month, too.
You know what I hate about Reverb? Like, I made some gear on there.
Everything.
Not only is it, like, over-fucking-priced,
yep.
And you can't, like, make it uber-cheap for your fans, but, like, they only come in certain sizes. And I'm like, what if I have a fan that's as big as me or bigger, and they can't even get a cyanide shirt? Bullshit.
Well, that's like Big B, man. He's a big dude, but he doesn't have big kid sizes.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Is Canadian dollars the same thing as U.S. dollars?
No. It's like, it takes more quarters and their dollars. It takes like 6 quarters to make a dollar or something over there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, like I said, that they'll be adding more sizes to this month. He goes, we will not be leaving our big bone family members out.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess and say CAD is Canadian dollars, right? So.
I don't fucking know. Don't ask me questions I don't know anything about. I'm going to have a Canadian call here, man. Hopefully she gets through.
Oh, wait. We got a 519 with
her. Is that the Canadian?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Canadian.
I'm the Canadian. This is costing me large. You're lucky I love you.
What do you mean large?
It's costing me, it's like a $1.50 a minute.
Well, you better make this quick then.
Well, to the Canadian that's on the phone with us, CAD, does that stand for Canadian dollars?
American money is less than Canadian money right now because of the greed and the war and all that shit. Your money is worth shit.
I believe that is true, actually.
Uh-oh. She's pretty smart.
Like, a dollar is only worth, like, 50 cents anymore, really.
Yeah,
or not even that.
No. When I was younger, and because I'm half American, I have family in Pittsburgh. So when I go to Pittsburgh, I would get, like, $10, and I'd come back to Canada, and I get 20 for it, right? No. If I go to Pittsburgh and I try to change my Canadian, or no, if I go to Pittsburgh and I come back with American money, I get less Canadian.
Well, damn. That fucking sucks.
Yep. Canada is better than America now financially. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
Fucking A.
I wouldn't doubt it because, like, we're greedy as fuck over here and shit.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like, anymore, I'm not going to lie, like, America's fucked up and all kinds of fucked up other shit I think about it. Our government
well,
is really
we're all going
fucked
to
up.
Canada. We're all going to Canada.
Well, you know what? Canada, their news has no fucking violence.
No, but that's what pays off. You see, Canadians, we're lazy. We're lazy, and this is the first time that laziness pays off. You see?
laziness never pays off for anybody.
We're peacekeepers. We don't want to fight. The only time that we fight
is because
we want
friends. I don't think it's that you're
lazy.
I think it's that you're actually smart. I mean, you motherfuckers got free health care.
Okay, yeah, but we die waiting. Do you know how long it takes? Do you know how long it takes an emergency for anything? It's like 7 hours, okay? If we had money, because they have private in Canada now. If you're a yuppie fuck, you get in like right quick. But if you're on OHIP and shit, you have to wait.
Well, it's amazing, I guess.
Yeah, you see, it goes either way and whatever. I guess I just, I don't know. It has to do with the government. Canadian government's real fucked. Way worse than the American government, which says, like, speaks volumes.
So what's going on over there?
Well, no, I mean, it's just like, I mean, even you look at, like, I mean, I have some personal shit going on, and I don't want to, like, say it over the phone because, like, I'm drunk enough to, but thank God I have wits about me. Anyways, the point is that, like, you know, Canada, we're too easygoing. Even on, like,
are we still on this?
criminal shit.
Well, I want to hear what she's got to say, because I'm, like, all about anti-government. Like, 9/11 was an inside job, you know. Our government is going to put us all in FEMA camps and, you know, and the Georgia Guidestones and all that shit. Like, I do believe in, I'm all very open-minded, you know.
Nah, I'm so sorry.
Like, there's mercury in our
vaccines. I'm supposed to be on the phone for 5 minutes. We're not going to go on how corrupt America is.
All right, well. Well, thank you for your insight on Canada.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to call in, though. I don't want to get off. I'm telling you. You know what? No, you're just going to pay for my phone bill, okay?
Yeah, I'll get
this
right on that.
This phone call, you're going to pay.
Yeah, ghetto.
How much does it exactly cost you to call from, like, Canada?
It's like $1.50 a minute.
It shouldn't cost to call, like, another country and shit, or whatever.
Especially where I live in Canada, I'm 6.5 hours away from Pittsburgh. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. You definitely shouldn't have to be paying that.
No, I know, it's mad. You know what, like, now it even costs for texting through the phone company I'm through, and before it was free. And they tried to charge me, and I was like, what? And they're like, oh, yeah, we forgot to tell you that texting America is no longer free. I'm like, well, I'm not fucking paying that.
I knew it. America is no longer free.
You know, if you have Skype, you could actually call in to hear with Skype.
I can't remember my – I actually have Skype on my phone now, but I'm going to have to create a new account. But you can do that through, like – You can call through Skype?
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that. Now I'm going to fucking bother you forever.
Well, we need more people to bother us.
Especially Canadians. You know, we're better and all.
My question is...
I'm like the only one that's been bothering them.
Another question is, can we send you Obama and y'all just keep him there?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Good. We have our own corrupt. Like you know what? Anybody that is in power is corrupt. Their initial reasoning for, you know, like becoming a president or a prime minister or whatever may be a legitimate reason, right? But that's not the people that you like. When you hear them talk, it's written like it's like an upside down triangle. Like, I mean, the president's just a face. It's like it has nothing to do with the fucking president. It has to do with the people writing what the president's going to be a little puppet and say, you know? You laughing at me, Ghetto?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. Dick.
No, I think it's amazing that we're sitting here talking politics.
What would you rather talk about?
I don't fucking know. You can talk about whatever you want. Go ahead, man. Carry on.
What?
Carry on.
No. I'm sorry. We're boring. We're boring you with two women being intelligent. I'm sorry about that, Holmes. Do you want to elaborate on what you would like us to talk about?
What did you just call me?
Holmes.
Ghetto. What should we talk about?
About?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, see, put you on the spot. Now you can't talk.
I don't have anything to talk about.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You're boring.
You're fucking boring. we could send you some foreigner people, and you can have them stay in your motel.
So yeah. What's the weed like over there in Canada? What then?
Some what?
What about a weapon?
What did you say? I said, how's the weed over there in Canada?
Well, it's actually really good. I don't really like pot because it makes me paranoid. but it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. It is. It's a lot cheaper. I remember my one cousin bitching to me about that, because I told you I'm half American. You guys pay crazy for shit weed. Everything's better in Canada. Our beer is better in Canada.
I believe it.
It really is.
I think you'll believe anything.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So anyway.
You know, 6 minutes passed when I said this is the whole reason why I didn't want to call.
Man, for the love of God, I wish people could spell good.
Shut up,
you grammar Nazi.
I
hate when people fuck with me about how I type. I know I'm not the smartest motherfucker out there, but at least I try and get my line across.
I can type good,
but it's different. Canadian spelling's different than American.
Hey, listen, stutter. No, could you at least use the right drawer? Is that a no?
I think she hung up on you because you're being a dick.
No. I'm used to him being a dick.
I asked a question.
I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry. I'm the bitch that's paying no attention to you. And the drunken bitch. Aw, Ghetto, repeat yourself.
No.
No. Do it.
Anyway, what else is going on?
No, repeat yourself. Repeat yourself. What did you say?
Shut up.
Ha 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 ha.
fucking special.
Is he fucking special?
Yeah,
yeah, Havoc is pretty special.
After you get on, they should talk about you.
Well, I guess.
I said, what about?
About?
About what? I don't know what you're talking about.
See, this is what happens when I call to the States. I mean, you're cutting out. Probably with my cell phone, too, being in a motel.
We're not cutting out.
What? I'm sorry. I'm going to get off the phone soon. You know, I've been on the phone for 15 minutes. That's 10 minutes past what I told you I was going to do.
Well, okay. Goodbye.
It was really nice talking to you.
She's already gone.
Too excited about that.
Yeah, she's already gone.
Well, I thought it was cool to talk to somebody that's, like, in Canada. Why not?
Have you never talked to a Canadian before?
I've never been to Canada.
You don't have to go to Canada to talk to a Canadian.
I want to go to Canada for their maple syrup.
You just go to the store. The fuck you gotta go all the way up there for?
Because it's more authentic.
Buy it for like a dollar.
There's special Canadian maple syrup they make there. And
man, you don't want that Canadian syrup.
I don't want the kind I can just go to Walmart and it says Canadian syrup. That's not good enough.
Well, why not?
Because it'd be much better if I took a road trip to Canada and got it.
I think that's really the secret behind it. You just want to go to Canada.
Yeah, I'm going to go totally to Canada just for the fuck of it.
Some people would. You're probably one of those people.
If I was to go to Canada, I would, like, hope that I could perform there for a bunch of Canadians. I'd be like, check out my fatness.
You can go ahead and perform. What's that girl's name from Canada? Molly Gruesome, ain't she from Canada?
Yes, she
I think
is.
You are right. She played The Gathering. I know that for a fact. She's pretty popular. Everybody likes her, it seems like.
I guess she's all right. I really don't listen to her.
Female artists out there.
Like what?
I said I'm probably like one of the most shittiest female artists out there.
No, man, I know some pretty bad female artists.
It's funny how, wait. You know, was that the chick that just called her name Amanda?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
She just hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, what about this, Cyanide? Why don't you add Amanda, ask her to send you some maple syrup, and maybe she'll do it.
That would be cool.
So whatever happened to that song? Can we hear that song now?
Yeah, that skinny bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Bitches.
I was going to upload that, wasn't I?
Are you serious? You didn't even upload it yet?
Well, my bad. We were kind of busy talking to the Canadian.
I thought you were uploading it while we were talking there.
No.
Of course.
We've got...
Slow.
Get to it. I was going to figure out, that's not going to remember the name of the band. Kind of didn't want to upload. Or download, Over. Okay. What do you get right now? Yeah, Ghetto, you're right, though. Fucking the whole dance-off thing between Emma and fucking Summer Rae was kind of retarded.
Yeah, it makes the ones with, like, Vicky Guerrero and all them seem interesting.
But the man that dance that Emma does is kind of contagious. I've been doing it all day.
No, it's not contagious. It's fucking retarded. It's not even dancing, man. It's just her moving her arms.
What?
No, they were talking about your secret little dance that you do when nobody's looking.
Oh, I do. I'm like all breaking it down. Like my ass is bouncing all over the place, and I'm naked when I do it.
Well, that'd be more moves than what that girl was doing.
I was joking around with my homie. Like we did this song called Classy BBWs, and like I was like, you know what? If we can't get a bunch of fat chicks for it, I will be the only fat chick, and we'll get a stripper pole. And I'll be, like, half naked, and I will dance for the video, like, for the fuck of it. Like, I don't even give a fuck about, like, if I could, I probably would, like, walk out on stage naked and rap, like, just for the fuck of it. Like, just to disturb people. Like, I just don't give a fuck. If you think I'm disgusting, look at this. Like, this is fucking gross. Like, this fatness and paleness and, like, yeah. And when I walk, everything, like, moves like the ocean, and I'm all jiggly and shit.
I think it'd be really easy to get a bunch of fat chicks.
Probably.
My advice is
fat chicks need love, but they gotta pay.
Like I said, my advice to you is stay with the cockeyed ones.
All right, but for real, what was you saying before that conversation went down?
What are you talking about? Why do people keep making weird, awkward moments or?
I don't know. It's because of us and Meezy.
What were we talking about? What the hell were we talking about?
Skinny bitches, fat bitches. Skinny bitches,
yeah.
Fat bitches. Skinny bitches, fat bitches. Skinny bitches, fat bitches. Skinny bitches, fat bitches. Skinny bitches, fat bitches. I've been in love with fat girls like for a while. We love M&M's but couldn't walk 8 miles, ow. But in the end they all the same gal. Cause skinny bitches swear they fat and need to lose pounds. Man, I'm on the prowl for my dream now. And they all coming cause of it, call them dream gals. Ooh, baby, tonight's that night. Until I caught her in the kitchen drinking all my Sprite. Yo, what up? I called my skinny girl to complain, man. She like, shut up. I'm sitting there like, dang. I yell back, what type of dude am I to deserve this? They simply said you're one of those guys. Ain't that a skinny bitches, fat bitches. 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 Skinny bitches, fat bitches.
Like, whoa, whoa. Don't judge me, man. They told Craig not to be so picky with his love, and maybe my standards need a little bit of justice, and maybe your manners need a little of the same. Pay attention, man. There ain't no room for shame. It doesn't matter how you score, but only if you win the game. I haven't changed, so you should keep the same tune. You see us getting major, but don't mind at least presume that you can lay flat, and I'll just change it for the harmony. Thinking you are sharp, just that, no harm in me. Don't feel locked in that spot when you're not winning a lot in that equation, and I have to weigh my options. Skinny bitches, fat bitches. Skinny bitches, fat bitches. Skinny
bitches.
Not to say easy, no dark twisted fantasy. Tweeting up the ladies all over the industry. Hashtag those guys, that's where the party be. Skinny bitches, fat bitches.
I love all you, can't you see?
So let's slow it down and just take it back. Hi, hello, this is music.
And I really want to hit back.
I'll send you kisses via text when you're far away. Wayne's World party time, excellent every day. And you should feel it coming in the air. Phil Collins say.
Do, 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 do.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
What the fuck?
Hold on. Yeah, this is Measy here. I know what you're thinking. Come at me, bro. No, I'm kidding. Just for those guys, Measy, Live, Love, Live remix. Kyle's next is one. Word up. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Skinny bitches, fat bitches. 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 Skinny bitches, fat bitches.
And we're back.
Skinny bitches, and then there's fat bitches. Skinny bitches, and then there's fat bitches.
Now we're back.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to think of that.
I don't either.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Ghetto, yeah, said that Amanda was kind of retarded.
You say she's kind of retarded?
Yes.
Who was that?
He goes, that chick was retarded and does not rep us Canadians. Ha ha ha. I don't know what she was talking about most of the time.
Who? okay. I guess it must have been the third person on the phone.
What? I need to pay attention more. Damn it. I hate that I'm like ADHD because I'm on the fucking computer doing shit and listening
well,
to you guys.
We'll take
the
fucking
Ritalin
and get your shit together.
I know, right? I just need to quit being fat and stupid.
Being fat has nothing to do with it.
Well, some people might think
that's that Joseph Rogers dude fucking thinking that fucking McDonald's has something to do with people being ugly.
Yeah, right? Like somebody said, somebody's ugly because they eat too much McDonald's.
I think somebody's attitude, though, like you could be a really pretty girl, but if you got a fucking piss poor attitude or you're just a straight up bitch, it makes you ugly.
Yeah, but what the
fuck
does that have to do with eating
McDonald's? Some really ugly people, though.
But yes, that's right. Like saying, "Oh, you eat too much makes you stupid." That makes no sense.
Yeah, that makes no sense either. No.
Yes did say that that he had fun and that he's gonna try and tune in again, but he's gotta bounce out.
I didn't give you permission to leave. Can I leave?
Can I leave? Can I get the fuck off of here?
That's all good, cause you know we'll be having Yaz with us on the 30th for any of you. It'll be Yaz and it'll be Yaz and Bobby.
I'm going to ask your interview. I'm going to call in just to ask him to answer my three questions. I'll be like, do you like your pussy shaved or hairy? And then the other one's going to be, where's the most craziest place you've had sex? And what's the craziest thing you've done during sex?
Well, none of those have to do with anything inappropriate or anything.
No, they're going to fucking answer it, goddammit.
Yeah, and then her next question would be,
we're not going to answer your phone call that night, Miss Cyanide. Like, you can just fuck off for the goddamn night, you fat bitch.
Jeez, man, she got a real problem with being fat.
but I just, like, I like to, like, make fun of myself and shit.
But you're blaming it on everything.
I know, right? Everything. It is the... No, I'm fat because I like to eat. I'm not gonna lie. I like to go to McDonald's and order 10 McDoubles. Yeah. Mmm. I'm getting all fat and slobbery right now thinking about it.
This is just getting disturbing, though. This is turning into like 7.
At least somebody's laughing about it. Damn.
Well, I mean, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Funny in a disturbing way.
Yeah.
And here I thought fucking Adam made things awkward whenever he talked.
Nope, Miss Sinai got him beat.
I don't know. When I used to do radio, I had this one radio host, and they had an obsession, like me talking about being fat. Their obsession was talking about fucking being like a necrophiliac. Like, they love to talk about fucking bitches, dead ones.
Zombie
prostitutes. I was like, yeah, they're just like, they love talking about that. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Sarna, yeah, said that you could ask any questions you like. They are an open book.
Oh, cool. Well, then I'm just going to have to call in and ask.
Just remember, kids, don't unmute her. Man, what the hell is up with these bitches in this damn group, man? They feel the need that they have to be half naked for somebody to talk to them.
Man, that's almost every group out there.
And then, like, you always have... Look at that. And you always have some juggalos bitching about it.
Like, at the gathering, that one... I've seen videos, like, this bitch is going around and letting everybody fuck her. And people are screaming at her, whore and slut. And she's like, I'm not a whore. And I'm like, yeah, you kind of are, because you're letting everybody at the gathering tag that and letting everybody watch it. So, yeah, you kind of brought that on yourself.
I know a girl like that from the gathering that fucked her on a van.
So, if you're going to put a picture of yourself out there half naked, be prepared for people to be dicks or be rude or say something horrible about you. I could give two fucks less. If you want to call me a fat, nasty bitch, go for it. I'll just rap about it. You nasty hoe! Yep, I'm so goddamn nasty you don't even know.
That's like them people that post pictures of just their titties and shit, and then somebody says something perverted. They're like, don't talk to me like that.
Well, it's expected because look what you're posting.
Like, bitch, your fucking titties are on my newsfeed.
Yeah. I've posted pictures of me covered in blood in like a bathtub, and this guy was like, I want to fuck the shit out of you. And I'm like, first off, I'm like, that's cool that you want to say that and all. But how the fuck do I respond to that? Like, thank you?
Be like, no.
No, yeah, most of them are just like, no. I don't know you. I'm flattered that you want to fuck the shit out of me. That's awesome. Good. That's good quality shit right there. But no, I don't know you.
I don't know. Havoc, what do you usually say to the guys when I say that to you?
And I want to know, because in fact, that one day I put up a picture of me and fucking Oreos, and the Oreos got more comments than I did.
You take those pictures of your dick secretly?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
I don't know, but there's this chick that is like, I think they're a Facebook creeper type person. And, like, I saw them posting pictures of, like, because it showed up on my newsfeed, like, they showed pictures straight up of, like, their tits and shit, and I'm like, okay. And then they proceed to, like, inbox me a picture of their vagina, and I'm like, if you don't stop this, I'm going to have to unfriend you. Like, I don't need this. I'm good.
I wish I had friends like that.
I think the one thing I do not like that I get more than anything when people message me are these random-ass guys that send me dick pics and they're like, do you like? And I'm like, no, I don't like that you're sending me pictures of your privates. So I'm not down with that.
He said privates.
Yeah, I just said dick and then I was like, privates. Makes no fucking sense that you're just a dick.
Way to keep it classy.
Yeah, way to keep it PG.
Yeah. Well, if you, like, want me to, I could read you a whole list of, like, names for penises.
No, that's
no.
Okay. What if it was vagina? Like, a whole list of, like, terms for vagina. Would you want me to read it then?
No.
It's vagina. It's a woman part.
Just fucking
a
words.
A woman private. I'm serious. You guys gonna be like, man, next time this bitch calls in, please don't take it. Don't. She's annoying.
Yeah. Guess we're gonna just gonna have to get stuck with it, like you getting stuck with dick pics in your inbox.
I don't like it. I'm like, sometimes when I get them, I'm like, man, I wish like you could post shit like I would post them all. I like look. And put, like, the person's name that sent it to me and be like, look who sent me this bullshit right here.
Yeah, that's also another thing. I like whenever people get angry and then they post up a status about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
I like
much.
When you type angry, it's all in capitals and exclamation marks and shit.
Speaking of which, yeah, man, I said something to somebody, and then they came back, and they typed in all caps. I was like, somebody's a little angry.
Just a little.
Yeah. All because I asked them, or told them to knock your girlfriend up so she gets bigger boobs. Yeah. You
oh, yeah,
shouldn't post statuses about you being pregnant and getting bigger boobs because I got something stupid to say to you.
I'm getting pissed off. I keep downloading this mixtape and it disappears. Like, what the fuck? It takes 22 minutes to download and then I'm still trying to download your guys' mixtape.
Damn, it's still on that.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I thought you were okay with that already the night that you were having trouble with it the first time. And then we walked you through it and we helped you. Then you're like,
apparently after it downloaded, it disappeared out of the download file folder. I download all my shit to.
I think you need a new folder.
And it won't let me, like, save as to where. It just says save as.
Oh, that I don't know to tell you.
I guess I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, be like, that's real. Like, that's been, you know, like, that's like, more than that's been, like, that's probably the main reason why guys didn't, like, even get, like, have their fucking girlfriends knocked out just for bigger tits, anyways.
What the hell
is
this big conversation?
I said, more than likely, that's probably why, you know, most guys up there, you know, get their wives and shit fucking knocked up just so they get a bigger tip.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
I think if you want your girl to have bigger tits, either get with another chick with big tits or get tit implants or something.
Well, that's not fun. It's cheaper this way.
It's cheaper to, no, it's not, because then all your fucking paychecks will be going to her for that kid.
Well, that's if you keep the kid.
Well, yeah, remember, Obama lets you abort your child up to 3 years old now. So
exactly.
I guess that wouldn't be too bad, I guess.
See?
Yeah, so we got that abortion law, so we're good.
Oh, bud. I think I need some Faygo.
Man, I'm tired of motherfuckers, man. Coming here, look, I'm at an 18 plus group. Hit me up, it's a secret.
What the fuck? Wanna
show your titties? Come on, man.
Man, what's funny about that is like, it's an 18 plus group. They say hit me up, it's a secret. Yeah, the secret is they're underage.
Man, this girl's like, I ain't showing you no titties, but you could add me, though. What the fuck is that thing? The hell? What is that? Why the hell does this big-ass white dude have a black kid? What is this?
What the fuck?
Come on, man, that can't be your kid.
That wasn't racist at all.
I'm just saying.
Why the hell does this big white dude have a black kid?
That doesn't sound racist to me.
Oh, bud.
I could have said, why is this cracker got a nigga baby?
Hey, speaking of crackers, where the fuck's Chill at?
I don't know. He didn't hit me up.
That's a shocker.
I don't know. He only hits me up when he's at the library or whatever the fuck.
Well, then tell him to buy a fucking library and he can stay there.
Buy a library? Who the fuck buys libraries?
I don't know, man. Fuck it. I mean, you know, he doesn't have a computer, so he has to use the one at, you know, the library. So, I mean, you know, get enough money and buy your own library.
Who the fuck goes to the library?
Well, apparently he does.
Not for books.
And I'm banned from the library.
How did you get banned from the library?
Not returning books.
Yeah, that's
masturbating at porno in there, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
I think it's funny how it's kind of funny how like the library we have here actually does fucking allow you to fucking rent porno.
Well, apparently this person posted a status saying that they were a goblin.
Oh, God.
Maybe we should kill them.
I think we should. A goblin.
Wow. Wow, this person can't even spell comment.
Oh, God.
Oh, look, man, that asshole dude that said McDonald's made you ugly, man. Apparently he's no longer single.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're probably, who the fuck hooked up with that dude? He's probably like, bitch, you fucking ugly. And she's like, oh, baby.
Have you seen that show? I'm like, I've never seen it, but I've seen previews for it, like, on YouTube or some shit. And it's a show about where people go and meet, like, their online lover or whatever. Like, they go and try to marry them for real.
That would be, that would be Catfish.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Man, I like that show.
What happens if you're ever on that show?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know.
What if it's, like, some big fat chick that you think is really ugly or something?
Man, we talking about, man. I talk to big fat chicks all the time, man.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of chicks you're into.
Man, I talk to all kinds of chicks, but I'm just saying, like, you could pretty much tell if a person's, like, fake as fuck.
Yeah, like Heather Gagnon.
Yeah, like that bitch, man. She's probably a fucking robot, like, you know, because you've never seen a fucking picture of her ever.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what the fuck?
She only posts pictures of, like, edits she's done, or pictures of, like, T.I. You know, shit like that.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe she's secretly T.I.
Maybe.
Come on, man. A fucking chick that, well, a thing that never fucking posts up pictures of themselves. Yeah.
But no, man, I do enjoy that show, though, because I enjoy when it's not really the person.
What about the chicks that post pictures of other chicks, but they say they're them, and then they, like, show up?
Oh, I had some chick try to pull that, but it was pretty funny, though, because she sent me this picture, and then I Google imaged it. And it was, like, a whole bunch of pictures all over the internet of this picture she sent me. It was just funny that this girl was trying to catfish me, man, but, you know, I'm just too smart for this dumbass.
Yeah, like that one chick that, you know, they talk about, like, you know, had big boobs, and then next thing you know, she had no boobs.
Yeah. Like, you saw a picture, she had boobs, next picture, she didn't have no boobs. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I guess people are really that dumb and believe these things.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Everything on the internet's true.
Where'd you hear that?
Yeah, just like fucking Miranda Cosgrove and fucking catfish everybody.
Yeah, Miranda Cosgrove, Matt, did you know she was a drug dealer?
Did not know that.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. Knowing is only half the battle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the rest of the battle?
Wade Barrett looks like a pedophile.
Who?
Wade Barrett.
The fuck?
I mean, the whole fact that he, since he had to shave the rest of his beard off, he looks like a pedophile.
Oh, well.
How'd your kid? Hi'd AJ Lee.
Why, she's not a kid.
Well, she looks like she's 12.
No, she doesn't.
10.
Well, to some people she does. I mean, come on, bud. I mean, come on. Well, like I showed you that one picture of her getting her autograph from Lita. It doesn't change one bit.
That's because she was a kid in that picture.
Yeah, and she still hasn't changed at all. She still looks the same.
Yeah, but she's still not a kid, though.
So how about this? The Miz. You know, you probably watched. You already saw this. But The Miz made a match for SummerSlam.
Yeah, another match nobody's going to care about.
Yep. Man, I still can't figure out, why is it so hard for people, for fucking Caitlyn to get out of that fucking submission maneuver?
I know, right? She's like this big, big muscular bitch and shit, and she can't just, like, throw this little girl off of her.
Yeah, well, you know, that was just fucking, you know, just take a fucking hand, just take a finger, and just fucking shove it up fucking AJ, and I'm pretty sure she'll let go.
The fuck? You can't be doing that shit. You gotta keep your PG.
Yeah, but the pay-per-views aren't PG.
Yes, they are.
I think the pay-per-views are to TV-14.
Oh, that's a whole lot better.
Yeah, so I mean, come on, Caitlin. You can just take a finger and just start fingering the shit out of fucking AJ and she'll let go.
Well, as much as we all would like to see that, it would not happen.
You don't really need to see fucking Dolph Ziggler versus Biggie Langston again.
Or not. We're going to see a tag team match, okay, Teddy?
You know what they should do? They should bring back the old school mixed tag matches. You're fucking intergender matches.
That's what it is.
No, it's not.
Fuck you mean that's not what it is?
And I mean, you know, when the fucking dudes tagged in the divas whooped the shit out of dudes.
I don't remember that ever being in the rules.
And those used to be like the old school rules that actually, like, fucking, it was like the intergender tag team matches where. Like where the fucking divas can face the superstars and yell at the same time.
We're gonna have Cy Knight over there come and beat you up, Evic.
Yeah, I'm gonna smother the fuck out of you with my fat ass.
And then Ghetto. And of course, and then Cy Knight will come for you next.
I'm an expert on sitting.
Wow, she really just said that.
I know, that was horrible to say, too.
Oh, man.
That's a real thing, though, like, guys love to see fat bitches sit on bags of potato chips and loaves of bread and cake, I don't know. It's weird.
What?
Oh, fuck? I like to see fat bitches fucking sit up and bag the potato chips.
I do not like to see that at all.
Some guys out there like that. So, there's a lot of weirdos out there in the world, boys.
I saw some weird shit where this dude's like half naked having his fat girl slap her stomach on his back.
Yeah. That's what they like.
That shit's just fucking weird.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm sorry, I'd rather eat the potato chips than, you know, see somebody sitting on them.
Yeah.
I bet you flattened a bag of chips.
I bet you just fucking crushed them all. Now it's all dust. I just got fucking.
The truth that kid's like, you're wasting food, bitch!
That's right.
You don't want to sit on it, you shove it in your mouth.
But I don't even know.
So Havoc,
does anybody know?
Did you have Chewbacca sit on bags of chips?
No, because I kind of, you know, wanted to keep hair out of my chip.
Yeah. you have her sit on your chicken?
Oh, I want the hair. I want hairless chicken, bitch.
This is just weird, man.
That's weird that bitch is hairy like it's like she was. Come on, you're in America.
You ever try to shave her?
And I thought about it a few times.
Get her while she's sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Except I think for that hair, I'm going to need the fucking electric razor. And I don't know, some plastic on the bed.
Some plastic on the bed.
So then in that way, you know, when she gets up,
she
I'm just take the plastic off and throw it away.
She likes to smother herself with barbecue sauce as she sits on the chicken.
Why are you
kind
sitting
of weird
on
shit are you into, yeah?
That's not what I'm into. There's some weird-ass people out there. Dude, if you want to see a fucked-up movie, check out the movie called Feed.
Does it have to do with fat chicks and sitting on things?
It does deal with fat chicks. Like, all right, this guy is a detective, and he detects, like, weird-ass fucking shit. Like, the movie starts out, he breaks in to this guy's house or whatever to save him, and he goes into the bathroom, and the dude is eating himself. Like, he walks in through the kitchen, and there's, like, a penis being cooked in the frying pan and other body parts and shit, and he opens up the bathroom door, and the dude's like, I just want to eat myself, and it's like, oh, my God. And but anyway, this guy is taking bids online. It seems like he's just taking bids on how fat he can get these chicks. But the bid is actually how fat he can get them to where they die and when they're going to die and everything. And they're bidding on this. And after the one fat bitch dies, he feeds that fat bitch to the next bitch.
The fuck?
Yeah, it used to be on Netflix, and the first time I watched it, I was like, oh my God, this is truly disturbing.
So you're feeding fat bitches to fat bitches. What the fuck?
Like, he's making these chicks fat and then feeding them to each other after they die.
It's interesting.
What was that movie called? Is that Feed?
Feed.
Oh, Feed.
F-E-E-D. Yeah, Feed.
Okay, I thought you said Feet, like F-E-E-T.
No, F-E-E-D, Feed.
That don't make sense, but then again, neither does that movie.
Nothing makes sense in this world anymore.
What are you talking about?
Exactly, see?
Things make sense. It's still real to me, damn it.
Everything's a hologram.
Well, that's not true.
Tupac's a hologram.
Yeah, he performed a better performance than any rapper alive today.
And yeah. No shit.
And by the way, Ghetto Spanish Tang is good.
Oh yeah,
what's
you figured
good?
Out how, you figured out how much water to put in there?
Yeah, 2 quarts.
I never really liked Tang though.
Well,
astronauts to the moon.
Well, this flavor is definitely a different flavor. It's guava peanut.
What?
Guava peanut. Guava and penis.
That doesn't even sound appetizing.
No.
No, I said guava peanut. Not penis, peanut. P-I-N-A.
Okay.
It's like a pina colada, except it's just fucking pineapple and guava fruit together.
That sounds disgusting, because I don't like pineapple.
Straight guava, it's weird to drink.
I think it's pretty good.
It's good mixed with other stuff, but I've got, when I was in Vegas, I got a can of, like, straight guava juice, and that shit is weird.
Well, you never met Havoc before, man. He's fucking into some weird shit.
Hell yeah. Like this one time I made fucking, peanut butter and jelly chicken nuggets.
I like jelly on sausage. I like to get cinnamon twist from fucking Taco Bell and dip them in cheese sauce.
All right, maybe you two should talk. You two should talk more.
Hell, I'm in the refrigerator right now looking for something to put in my fucking.
You two can mix everything together.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man, I got some right now. I'm in the kitchen looking at some fucking Chef Boyardee.
What the fuck? Like I said, man, that's the only person that ever eats that shit anymore.
Night that everybody's in their kitchen.
I'm not in my kitchen.
Let's see, I've got fucking big beefaroni, jumbo spaghetti and meatballs, mini O's, beefaroni, mini beef raviolis with meatballs, lasagna, and mini raviolis.
Somebody likes that shit.
Hell yeah, man. Pancake on a stick or a breakfast bowl with bacon.
It's just a bowl of bacon?
It's got like eggs and potatoes and bacon. It's pretty fucking tasty.
I thought it was just a bowl of bacon. Like, what the fuck?
I'll make a bowl out of bacon. Like, I got some bacon here. I gotta like weave the bacon and then form it to like a bowl and then bake it.
Easy cleanup.
Yeah, my bowl's fucking edible, bitch. And I'm gonna put a salad in it.
That doesn't fit.
That plus I also got some fucking Campbell's Chunky Soup, kicking buffalo style chicken.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got plenty of fucking Asian sauces, like fucking you know, sales, teriyaki and shit like that.
Did he just say Asian sauces?
Yeah.
I found me some Pop Rocks.
Ooh, lucky you.
I know. Now I just need a can of Sprite and I can kill myself. Don't do it, Mikey! Okay, maybe I'm the only one who got that joke.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, back in the day, they used to believe that drinking Pop Rocks and Coke would kill you. And they
I know that part, but I don't know what the whole Mikey thing was.
Mikey was a kid that was in a cereal commercial, and he did the Kix commercial. And they used to say Mikey would eat anything. And they said that he died as a kid eating Pop Rocks and drinking a can of Coke.
Wait, that dude died?
No, he really didn't die. It was like an urban legend type thing. But they said that that's how he died, and he's still alive.
Why would they say that kid died if he didn't die?
Because you know
how people
are, and they like to start rumors and shit.
Well, that's just fucked up.
Like, there's this one artist, I don't know if she really died eating a sandwich or not.
Probably not.
Probably not. I mean, probably actually died of natural causes. I mean, they used to say Elvis died on the toilet eating a sandwich.
Probably did.
Yeah.
We might not. We got really fucking fat there at the end.
I
There we go. She's eating the Pop Rocks.
Yes, yep. I am.
Can hear the sizzle.
So watermelon. I don't know. I had some homies say, like, some shit about blowjobs and Pop Rocks, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That'd be interesting.
They're like, it's amazing. I'm like, I guess.
Well, maybe not for you.
I mean, I don't know, it'd be weird if a guy wanted to put Pop Rocks on my vagina and be like, this is going to be great. I mean, you know, like, baby, I want to cover your dick in Pop Rocks and this is going to be great.
Maybe it would be.
It might be.
Okay. Well, I don't need no fucking separate because I forgot I had some. I got some peanut butter Pop Tarts up here.
Okay then.
Yeah, those fucking peanut butter like the peanut butter fucking Pop Tarts. Yeah, those are good. They taste exactly like fucking peanut butter cookies. If you've never had peanut butter cookies before, you're missing out. It gets all quiet like a motherfucker up on her.
Yeah, you can hear crickets.
Delina, stop being a bitch. Go find some. Go find a dick to suck.
Man, don't yell at that girl. It's because she looks stupid with that short ass hair.
Yeah, the funny thing is, she cut it herself.
So, it would still be bad if she didn't.
I don't know, I mean, look, I mean, probably would. I mean, it'd probably look a little bit better if she didn't.
No.
If she hasn't made four.
Maybe she just shave her fucking head.
Yeah. Apparently she's still in a relationship too.
Man, she ain't in no fucking relationship.
Probably not.
I mean, probably not. Post all over the fucking internet looking for somebody still. What are you talking about? You don't do that if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, she posted some stupid fucking status on her wall saying, baby, you and my family, it's studying the only things that I commit to. I never flirt with other girls or guys or check neither out. I'm too busy looking through your pics, wishing you were here with me in my arms where I could protect you and keep you warm and promising you to never let go. Bitch. You live in a fan. Yeah, and apparently now she's trying to be a rapper, too.
For the love of God, I wish people would stop trying to fucking rap.
Everybody wants to do it.
And this bitch is absolutely sucks, though.
Just like around here, there's these rappers, and
no. The
reason why they said they rap is to get bitches, and I was like, that'd be like me saying I rap to get dudes. That makes no goddamn sense because I'm a fat. I know again it's a fat thing, but for real, I'm fucking fat.
There
like
we go.
I'm gonna get dudes. You know, like that's stupid.
What are you talking about, man? Havoc doesn't even have to rap, and he gets those.
Hey, what the fuck? Hell no, man.
So do they even get bitches then?
No, they don't get shit but drugs.
What
they
the
make
fuck?
Them. They make drugs. That's all they do. They
so
make
is that
drugs.
What they rap about too?
Yeah, probably. Like, I don't even listen to their shit because it sucks so goddamn bad. One of them's like a registered sex offender. Listen, one of them is a registered sex offender and claims Juggalo.
Oh, great. That's just what we need.
Yeah,
must be Chris Penland.
Dude, how funny would that be? Is his name Chris Penland? That was a question. You're supposed to answer it.
Oh, what was it again?
I said it's his name, Chris Penland.
What? His main what?
It's his fucking name, Chris.
Oh, no, his name's not Chris. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. I'm like hard of hearing, I guess.
No, you're just not listening.
Okay, but no, his name is Naked One.
Naked One.
Yeah, Naked One.
That's a fucking stupid name.
Yeah.
But what the hell is his real name?
Eric Stark.
Well, you'd have to give me his full name.
I want you to look him up on the sex registry, that's why.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
And you know what else they do? They fucking do charities for kids.
What the fuck?
Okay, I think it's cool and all that you want to use underground music to support underground, you know, kids with autism and shit.
Are you serious? Come on, man. You're painting a very bad picture for these people.
Like, that's cool and all, but you're a registered sex offender putting on this thing for kids, like...
With
if you weren't a registered sex offender, it'd be a little bit different.
So pretty much you're saying that these people do shows for special kids and then they molest them. You're not really helping them here.
I know I'm not, but that's what they do though. They God, it just keeps getting worse. But that's what they do. That's their thing, and they're called WTK. Like to me, that stands for We Touch Kids. To them, it stands for "We're White Trash Click."
We touch kids. That's better.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Almost better.
I finally got the album.
Yay.
Yay.
What album's that? We Touch Kids.
It's yours. It's the Juggalo Rider radio mixtape.
Oh, God. That mixtape is terrible.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
That was earlier, talking shit on, like, who gives a fuck about those motherfuckers. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit.
Well, you gonna whine about that?
You guys are awesome.
You gonna cry about it? Huh? Go ahead and cry.
Cry.
That's not bad, though.
What?
That's not a bad purse.
For what?
Throwaway kids, CD, on Dead Celebrity Status. Only $12.99 in Canadian dollars. I have their first album, but now all I need is just that album. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, definitely check out that video, though. It's definitely a dope video.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to check it out here in a few.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Fuck it. I will go right now so I can watch it. I will watch it while I'm on the phone with you.
Yep. This chick got a boyfriend. Her titties are all over Facebook.
Who's that?
It's Sexbook anymore.
I mean, I'm all fine for it, but like, don't you have a boyfriend?
I'm all fine for it, but
I don't mind seeing that shit. I'm kind of worried about her lips being that color, though. She might be a little dead.
She's just staring.
Man, how could this have so many comments on it, man? She's just talking about how she wants to be a lesbian. Come on.
She's not happy with the dick.
Man, I'm really tired of this bitch posting that she's single, man. She's only fucking 17 years old. I'm like, what the fuck?
It means the world to them if they're not, like, with somebody, I guess. Or it means the world to them, they gotta be with somebody.
I guess. This bitch posts in here, like, every fucking day.
She's gonna commit suicide if she don't get that one true dick to love her.
Well, it's gonna be a while.
I do like those videos. I like the dress.
But, so get a, do you remember, Josh Stone?
No.
You might remember this track by her.
Oh, it's a singer. Man, I think this chick looked better when she wasn't that fucking skinny.
Yeah, Joss is like one of the fucking blues.
Where the girl was on the crackhead diet.
Oh, he is. It'd actually be pretty dope if and Death from Bethesda actually toured with Tech N9ne again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like they work with, you know, artists like Josh Stone, Dave Navarro, DJ Lethal. They opened up for Tech N9ne back in 2007. They were part of the XXX State of the Union movie soundtrack. The only person I don't think I've ever heard of is Twiggy Ramirez.
Yeah, this bitch is very desperate to find a boyfriend.
I don't know what the fuck for. I mean, what's the
She's
point?
Going
like,
insane.
They're just
gonna
like fuck you and leave you.
Yeah, there's something you would say. Why do I have to be so ugly and just a friend type?
Must be in a single jugglers and jugglers group.
Well, duh. That's the only group that doesn't ever hug anybody else. Oh, there's a bunch of hate in there.
That's not the best looking chick.
Haters gonna hate.
Here, here's a picture of Lil Wayne holding a guitar. How do you make this thing stay nigga?
I'm so sorry. I seen a picture of him walking on like an American flag. What the fuck is that all about?
I don't know. There's some bullshit everybody flipped out about or something from like, I don't know, I guess a video he did. Where like, it fell down or something and he happened to step on it.
Oh, well, he's going to retort anyways.
There you go, finally, man. Fuck all you want to be a rebel flag using juggalos. If I see you fucks, I'm going chicken hunting.
At one gathering I was at, somebody was passing out, I think they were stickers or something, and it had the rebel flag with a hatchet man in front of it.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Right? Like, I was a little confused about that. I'm like, that's two things that kind of don't go together.
Well, you know, nowadays, ICP and the whole, you know, redneck thing go together.
which will never make sense.
Huh.
Since they came up, you know, hating rednecks.
Look, I mean, Boondocks is dope as all hell and shit, but, come on, when it's something that they, you know, stood for.
Yeah, see, even this person said, I know a lot of redneck juggalos and juggalettes. Yeah, that's sad.
What group is that in? That's the same group that we're... That same group?
I don't fucking know where that... Yeah, the old juggalo one.
Those dumb shit. Oh, the little
kids. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a country person. God damn it. You motherfuckers don't understand that when you singing Chicken Hunt, man, you talking about your goddamn selves and you killing yourselves.
Exactly.
My God, dude. Wish people could spell.
I can't spell. Jesus Christ. I suck.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking.
Yeah, we know this. Hey, come on. JJR?
Yeah, right? I meant to put JRR, but... Yeah, you know. I fuck shit up all the time.
I wear a rebel flag necklace. Well, sorry for you. Oh, great. Now we got a Mexican redneck. Oh, here comes this asshole that posts like a paragraph.
Oh, God. It's Seamus.
Who? Seamus?
Yeah. Or are you talking about Justin Mills?
No. Talking about somebody posting a comment here. Yeah, Seamus, that dude. That's apparently who it is. You are... Well, he apologized for what he said. Fucking moron. Blah, 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 blah. True, true, bro.
Oh, God.
God damn it. Don't, I hate that. I can't remember when I dropped that album. Fuck.
Well,
Damn people.
Yep.
Oh, there we go. We got Mr. Sweetheart right there. All these girls showing their tits and their stomachs. I'm a juggalo. I love you all. Don't have to show up to find someone. Just be you.
Blah.
It's fucking scary.
Yep.
Get me out of here.
And now they're going puff past. Yeah. You're just magically smoking weed with each other, asking a bunch of each other through the fucking computer.
What? You don't enjoy that?
No, I'd actually rather have an actual fucking blunt or a fucking smoke out of. I don't want no fucking virtual thing that I can't fucking grab and smoke. Fuck out of here. Yo, give me a comment on that. One chick, pick.
Which one's that?
What I said, I'm 17 looking for a low or a let. I'm going to say, hit me up when you turn 18.
What the fuck? So
what's going on tomorrow night's show?
Too much exciting things to tell you right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's
yeah. Fun topics, of course.
Yeah. Fun and exciting topics.
Part two of our conversation about fat girls eating fat girls.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what, babe? I'm going to go, whoop, whoop. When you turn 18?
You know, that's like how you really grab the attention of a juggalo. You say, whoop, whoop. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, I know, right?
otherwise, you know, they just won't pay attention.
There we go. Now we wait to see what she says and when she turns 18.
I really don't care. I really don't care when she turns 18.
I don't know, I mean, you know, she looks kind of good. Well, not kind of, I mean, she does look good a little bit.
A little bit.
But, you know, I'm not going to try to hit on her right now because she's 17. So I'll wait till she turns 18.
Smart move.
Yeah, wait till we get off the phone.
One of my favorite lines was, if she doesn't know who loves orange Faygo, I mean orange soda, then she's too young, bro.
Well, there we go. She had to add the end there, of course.
Yep.
You, oh, yes, yeah, that's right. Bro, that's right. You don't like that word.
No.
That was funny. I was like, you don't like the word research?
Research.
What's wrong with that word?
Everything.
She could have just killed that conversation, so I think we should leave now.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay, I see how it is. I'm sorry.
Wait, who are we talking about? The young girl or this one?
I'm talking about this one on the phone with us that, you know, decided to throw that word in there. Just that completely kill it all.
Yeah, she really knows how to kill a conversation.
Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow night. Peace.
All right, goodbye.